Hello and welcome to Multiform. Every week we get together to talk about the latest Xbox news, rumors, and the games we've been playing lately. New episodes post every Monday morning. You can email the show, questions@multiformpodcast.com, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MultiformPod. This is our 258th episode. I believe sometime in August will be the five-year anniversary of our show. We were founded, I made those one word, in the depths of the Xbox One drought. And I'm your host, Tim Shelton, and I'm joined by my electrician friend, Gus Arden.
Is that what I am, Tim?
I don't know. I'm trying to mix it up every week.
I'm just your electrician friend. You're just your friend.
I am going to need an electrician, because if we do buy a new house, I'm going to need you to make sure I don't kill myself when I uninstall my 220 electric vehicle charger from my garage. I didn't put it in. I paid an electrician to run the new conduit through the ceiling and everything. Anyway, probably just kill myself. It'll be fine.
It's easier than you might think.
Well, it is on a breaker in the same room, so I can't just like shoot it off.
I mean, because all you'd have to do is just take it off the wall, like disconnect the power and take it off the wall, and then you could just leave. If they did run conduit, like you said, you could just leave it in the wall.
I was going to replace the big, like, you know, I have one of those big things that comes with all the equipment to just easily plug your car in. I was going to replace it with an outlet so the future person can, I'm not just going to leave wires hanging there. Yeah, I was going to put just a basic outlet on it at 220 volts so that they can do whatever they want with it. Anyway, that was off on a tangent. And my other co-host, my brother-in-law, the lawyer, the man himself, Spencer Rain.
Hey, what's up? I had to restart my computer. That's why I just disappeared and then came back.
Yeah, we gathered that. I thought you were frustrated with your computer and just flipped it and said, screw this. And
I'm surprised you didn't announce me more as the person who has been gone for 3 weeks.
Well, if I did that every time somebody was gone for 3 weeks, Spencer would be the man with no name, or the missing one, or the illustrious mustache.
I had so much crap going on the last two, three weekends. It's been unreal.
Yeah, you were moving. I did. I started house shopping, so I want to feel your pain.
Yes, I'm excited to finally be in one spot.
Yeah, we were talking before we started recording that you're in your new den, which, judging by the camera angle I have here, looks like you have a TV, an Xbox, a sound bar, a mini fridge, a laptop, a podcast mic, and that's a couch. Right. Everything a man needs.
That's all I need. I mean, seriously, I don't even need a bed. I could just sleep on the couch.
Exactly. It's perfect. Okay, let's talk about what we've been playing. Looking at our menu here, so to speak, of games we've played as a collective, we all did some pretty boring stuff this week as far as interesting podcasting material. So I'm not going to beleaguer mine. I'll just say I continue to play Assassin's Creed Valhalla to finish it before Mirage comes out or before Starfield comes out. And I spent the last week doing all the mythological parts of the game. So I'm doing
the best parts.
It is spoilers, but it's a three-year-old game. Obviously, the last few Assassin's Creed games had mythological sections for Greek mythology and Egyptian mythology. This game has Viking mythology and Norse mythology, and you go to lands involved in that. And I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, there's two different sections of that.
I talked about it last week. You guys said Valhalla and Jotunheim.
Okay, you're right. It's Asgard and Jotunheim.
Yeah, sorry, Asgard.
I couldn't remember if we had, Asgard. So I didn't want to spoil it, but you're right. Asgard and Jotunheim. I'm done. I 100%ed Jotunheim except for one item that I have to come back for, and I just need to do the little second part of Asgard, and then I'm done, and I'll have 100%ed both of those mythological sections, which are cool. They do have some of the most interesting visuals, since Valhalla is very much like tree, dirt road, tree, dirt road, a hut with a grass roof, tree. It's just very simple as far as design. But that's it for me. So does either of you want to go first with what you've been up to this week?
I mean, all I can say is the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I know. You just like to rub
in. Has continued. Honestly, it's even more so consumed my life than it had before. Spencer knows I've been pretty much all in on the World of Warships train. I've been even been like on their Reddit getting codes and freebies.
The fact that we don't have a World of Warships sponsorship, since they do so many YouTube sponsorships, because they're getting a free one every week with Gus here, like Warships.
Yeah. No, I'm not the kind of person they want in their community contributor program, because I have too many problems with how More Gaming runs their business.
That's so true, and it would hurt the objectivity, but it's not like we're
but it is a fun game, and I like naval history stuff, so that's why I enjoy it.
Yeah, but the thing you're rubbing in my nose is you've been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance because you own the Xbox One copy that you can no longer buy, and it was never sold on disc, so you can't buy the better resolution, higher frame rate version. When
it
loads up,
it says copyright 2016.
So. Hey, I mean, if Marvel was... I mean, if they wanted to get it into Game Pass, they would have to go back to Marvel and get the license, you know, Microsoft, once they buy Activision. It's possible.
All that is more money in Marvel's pocket, so I don't know why they wouldn't.
I know, right? Like, just cut them a fee to relicense the game, and then you've got more Marvel games in Game Pass. Like,
that's correct.
I did see I didn't put this in the news, but Hasbro publicly said that they want Microsoft, once they buy Activision, to relicense and update the Transformers games that have been made over the last couple generations and put them on Game Pass. So they're like saying to Microsoft, we want you to come to us and ask us to update these.
They can't find the hard drives that the games are on. Did you see that?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, they like literally Activision was like, we don't know where the hard drives are that have these games digitally.
It's funny to me when people do that, because, you know, Microsoft has a vault for every product they've ever made. It's like, it's temperature controlled, it's underground, it's like a bunker. And I saw a tour of it on YouTube, and they have everything. Like, they have box sealed copies of like every Windows version ever made. They have boxed sealed copies of every imaginable product. The original Xbox prototype is down there.
All the Halo 3 limited edition Zunes they didn't sell were all in there.
I wonder if they do have like one version of every limited edition, because imagine all the Xbox controllers, like the shelf space you would need to have every generation and every single controller.
It'd be sick though, like a full complete collection, every Microsoft product ever made.
But, you know, I mean, that's a significant investment that Microsoft has made in their heritage, and it doesn't really reap any benefit, right? Like, I don't know that having a sealed copy of Windows ME in a vault is doing them any good. It's
funny that literally was the version of Windows that I was thinking of, was Windows ME, just because of how stupid and short-lived
it was. It's clearly the worst version, and the name of it was terrible.
Windows Millennium, Tim. Wasn't it only, like, the Windows, like, the current
It was Millennium Edition.
Well, right. ME. But, I mean, wasn't it only, like, the top edition for, like...
2 years.
A year.
It was...
Yeah, it was a year funny and 1 month. 13 months.
Yeah. So Microsoft has like, they almost had like an every other year failure, because Windows 95 and Windows 98 were really good. Mm-hmm. Windows, and then ME was terrible. Vista was pretty terrible. XP was good. What was after XP? 8?
Vista was after XP.
Okay, that's why.
I thought it was Windows 7.
XP's good. Vista's bad. Windows 7 good. Windows 8 bad. Windows 10 is decent compared to 8, for sure.
Yeah, it was 11, though. 95, 98, ME, XP, Vista, 7, 8, 10, 11.
Yeah, so literally every other version has been garbage.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Are we on now, like 15?
11.
11. But that's because 11, but they skipped 9. So, shrug. Microsoft and names, right? Like, they just can't do anything that makes sense.
Like Call of Duty after Call of Duty 4, you're just like, which one is it?
Yeah. And then some of them have double colon, right? Because it's Call of Duty colon Black Ops colon Vanguard colon 2, if they ever did a Vanguard 2. But do you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous.
Hey, Medal of Honor Vanguard though.
I forgot about that. Well, and that brings us to Spencer, and looking at yours, it looks like you're playing The Usual Suspects as well, with the same things as last week. Any update on your playthrough of Spec Ops The Line? Did you get to the big ending twist?
No, I'm on like chapter 12, I think.
So how many chapters are there?
15. So I'll probably beat it, honestly, like the first half of the week.
You need to text me when you get to the big thing, because I want to hear
your...
I'll
post it on GroupMe so Gus sees it too. He's never playing this game.
I think the last chapter or the last two are the big things that everyone talks about.
I just
about.
Did the... well, not just, but I did the White Phosphorus mission, where, like, first you see a bunch of civilians burned alive by White Phosphorus, and then you have to, like, use the White Phosphorus on the hostile faction. Allegedly hostile faction remains to be seen. I don't know who's the good guys and who's the bad guys, especially now that I've burned a bunch of people alive. Am I a good guy? I don't think so. That's the moral quandary of this game.
There's a lot of moral quandaries about that game.
Yeah, and
you
there's
like
a couple
it? You liking it?
Well, there's a couple parts where you have to like decide. Like there's like a guy who's like two people are like being hung, not from the neck, but just like from like their backs, they're being hung. And you have to decide which one gets killed, like executed essentially, or I guess you could pick nobody, but there's snipers trained on both of them. So I assume that if you don't pick either, then they both get shot. There was that. And then there was another one where it was like, you could rescue this CIA guy or you could rescue civilians, but I couldn't really, it wasn't really intuitive, like how I was supposed to do one or the other. Cause like the guys that had the CIA guy prisoner were like right in front of me, like down below. I could shoot at them very easily, but then like the civilians were, I don't know where they were. So that was kind of weird, but yeah, no, it's fine. I think it's fine. It's a solid, I mean, for $5, it's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic for $5. Plus, it's one of those things that, you know, if you talk about games any amount of time, like somebody will reference it.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. It's fine. I mean, I played a little bit of World of Warships like Gus did. Or like Gus mentioned, he played that obviously in Mass Effect. I want, while I have this little bit of downtime before Starfield, although to be fair, it's like kind of not, I mean, a month essentially, less than 5 weeks, and I'll be gone for a week of that. Me too. I wish one of these games on PlayStation, like Spider-Man, would go on sale, because I do want to play that, and I feel like this would be a great time to play it and start it, but alas. I should just go and buy it. Honestly, I should go to Discord and just buy a physical copy for like $19 or something, because I'm sure that's how much it costs there.
Probably, that's true.
But yeah, that's nothing really interesting. I was pretty busy this week. I didn't have a lot of time to play the games this week.
Yeah, that was also me. Since we started house shopping, I toured like 12 houses in the last week, and yeah, which I would say, as far as my enjoyment of things, buying a car through a bad dealership is like one of my worst experiences. But that's if you get a bad one. If you get a good one, it's not that bad. And it's kind of the same with home buying. Like we, our realtor's good, but some of the times we have to deal with other realtors or other negotiating people, and it's a pain. And here's random complaint. Why do people do such stupid stuff with their houses? Like people just make some really bad
decisions.
You're
telling me. People that own
yeah, your
my house
had some poor decisions.
Yeah, the people who owned my house before me were terrible at making decisions. And what
I've looked at 12 houses, and I'd say of the ones that the things that I didn't like were like outside of the current owner's control, it was very few. Most of them, it was like you ruined the house by doing X. Like either when you built it, you made really bad choices about the layout or the colors, or just dumb things like smoking that just period end, like your house reeking of smoke and the walls having it seeped into it. Anyway, we can move on. Okay. None of these jumped out at me as the most important this week, so I kind of just randomly sorted them.
Yeah, we're in the dog days of summer, both from the weather perspective, but in the news perspective, because nothing's going on right now. The biggest news this week was Elon Musk changing Twitter to X. And that's
oh my
stupid.
Gosh. And there's so much drama fallout. First of all, the app changed on my phone. It changed on iPhone before it changed on Android. So when it changed on Android, which is I have an Android, my wife has an iPhone. It looks like a placeholder. It looks like somebody has a beta app on my phone that hasn't come up with a name or a logo yet. And the fact that the X wasn't ready to roll out across everything all at once, and so some things still say tweet or Twitter or whatever, and other things say X. I love that universally the entire world thinks it's the dumbest rebrand ever made. Like, you know how there's usually people on both sides of an issue? There's literally no one on social media or Reddit or anywhere being like, oh, this is so cool. Like, this is a great decision. The thing I loved most about Twitter was I used a TweetDeck, which used to be an independent company, but then Twitter bought them. And it's this thing where you can organize like tweet lists. Like you can put like all the people you follow in one category in a list and basically make a custom Twitter feed. So I have like five of those. Like I have one that is like gaming news and it's just all gaming news. And I have another one that's like tech deals and it's all sites that retweet like things that are on sale. So I, you know, if I'm looking for something in particular, I see it if it floats by. And I have other ones for like my notifications and Xbox accounts, like and then regular news. And so I can just put that all on a bunch of columns in TweetDeck. They're making TweetDeck a paid feature because Elon Musk is putting everything behind Twitter Blue, which I have to assume is now called X Blue. And since X doesn't have the color blue in their color scheme anymore, why is it called blue anymore? None of it makes any sense. It's like the line Hawkeye says in the Avengers, or no, it's Age of Ultron. He says, I am fighting people with a bow and arrow and there's aliens and I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes any sense. Just so stupid.
I mean, it's better than calling it Twitter Blue is better than like Twitter Plus.
I mean, that's what like it's going. It's probably going to get changed to be Twitter Plus or Twitter Pro or Twitter Enhanced or Twitter Ultimate. Everybody's using the same five names for their premium program. It'll be X Premium. That's probably most likely. What? Were you going to say something?
X Premium. That sounds like a porn site subscription.
Okay. So a lot of people obviously are, you know, saying like the X kind of associates it a little bit with the X, XXX, you know, adult sites. The most famous of which is, well, not, no, actually, sorry. So Twitter has videos and they renamed themselves X. So now the section on Twitter that contains videos is called X Videos. But X Videos is a porn site. So Twitter blocked and deleted the account of X Videos, which was a Twitter handle for the X Videos website that is a pornographic site. Children, do not look any of this up. And blocked anybody associated with anything with the letter X. And the funniest thing, and this is what I immediately tweeted or told you, Spencer, was because you're a lawyer and I always like to hear this stuff and discuss it with you, is there's like 600 companies that own a copyright on the letter X for various industries, including Microsoft and Facebook. So I can't wait for this to be lawsuit central. But this is an Xbox podcast. How did you got me going on Twitter?
I mean,
got
to
me
be
to
fair,
like, it, go off.
There's decent argument that like what, because I think Microsoft's theirs are all usually they're all like related to Xbox. So there's a decent
probably
argument that like, well, Twitter and Xbox are not the same thing. So customers aren't going to.
They both run social media networks.
Yeah,
Xbox is a social media platform. You can share images and communicate with your friends. They have message boards. I just can't wait for the lawsuits to play out because anything we've learned from the Epic lawsuit and the Apple lawsuit and the Microsoft Activision lawsuit is we just get all kinds of interesting stuff that nobody wanted to tell us. Okay, back on track. News story number one. Final Fantasy. We don't get to talk about that a lot on an Xbox podcast. They had their FanFest 2023 this last week, and at the end of the keynote, there was a surprise appearance by none other than Phil Spencer himself. And they announced that Final Fantasy 14 is coming to Xbox after 11 years. It's finally coming to Xbox in the spring of 2024. So the slide they put up said coming to Xbox Series X and S, faster loading, 4K support on Series X, spring 2024, open beta scheduled for patch 6.5X. So whenever that's coming out in early 2024. So here's two quotes from the announcement. Naoki Yoshida said, I think he's like Yoshi P is what he goes by. He's like the godfather, the guy that's in charge of Final Fantasy now, I think, or something like that. I don't know much because obviously Xbox, we don't talk about Final Fantasy very much. Anyway, and one more thing, as CEO of Square Enix, we want to continue to deliver fabulous games to fans across the world. And of course, we want to welcome the Xbox community as well. And starting with today's announcement of Final Fantasy 14 coming spring 2024, and whenever possible, we are planning to bring our games to Xbox for players around the world to enjoy. We're looking forward to working closely with Phil and Xbox team to make this possible. End quote. And then we have a quote from Phil Spencer immediately after that that said, thank you, Kiru-san. I didn't hear him say it. I don't know how to pronounce it. So thank you, Kiru-san. We deeply respect the rich legacy of Square Enix, and we look forward to building on the relationship that we've established in building Final Fantasy XIV to the Xbox and partnering closely with you and the Square Enix team on future games. So the part that people are latching on to, in addition to 14 coming to Xbox, is whenever possible, we are planning to bring our games to Xbox for players around the world to enjoy. Because it seems like Final Fantasy VII Remake and Final Fantasy XVI both have PlayStation exclusivity deals, and those would be the two that Xbox players would want the most.
Correct.
Those could be time deals.
Yeah, well, I thought 7 was, because originally it said it was going to come to Xbox, and then they just casually dropped all Xbox references from anything.
The rumor is that they ponied up a second handful of cash to either extend it to infinite or make it 3 years or whatever the number is.
Yeah. I don't care about Final Fantasy 14, but I know a lot of people are excited, and obviously because it opened both for the game, but also because it opens the door for, like you just said, 7 and 16. 7 Remake and 16 coming to Xbox, which would be cool. I do want to play 7 Remake because
I do too.
It seems like it's, I mean,
seminal in gaming history,
right? Well, 7 definitely, and then the remake is, like, by all accounts, incredibly well done. So,
yeah,
and 16
and
apparently
nice if
is amazing too.
Yeah, yeah, it is getting great feedback. So, I think it's just good for Xbox if these come. I would probably play 7. I don't know that I would play 16.
Yeah,
but
the gaming talk about, like, and we've mentioned this before, like confusing names. But like Final Fantasy 14 is an MMORPG, but 15 and 16 are both single player RPGs.
Yeah, only 14 and 11 are MMORPGs. The rest of them are either traditional turn based RPGs or action RPGs.
I don't know.
And they're all Japanese action RPGs. So you got to add Japanese to the beginning of it because it's not Western style RPG.
Right.
Even though that, I think some developers have called offensive, but the style of Japanese is different.
Yeah,
than
it's completely
Western.
Different. Like, to me, yeah, like a Japanese role playing game is a million times different than a Western one.
I just don't know what's more offensive. I don't know if it should be called Japanese role playing game, Eastern role playing game, or I think it's nicer to say Japanese style because that's
I'm just
going to
call it
a
JRPG because that's what they are.
That's what everybody says.
If somebody wants to get mad at me, they can tell me to my face, come to my house.
So I think to put a cap on this, I just think it's probably good for Xbox as a console, because if like there are some people that Final Fantasy is the only reason, like even if they were drawn in by Starfield, they might be like, well, but I always play Final Fantasy. So if I'm only going to have one console, it's definitely going to be a PlayStation. And now that opens that potential market to say, okay, well, you can also get that on Xbox. So going forward, you might not need to buy a PlayStation. Probably doesn't make a huge impact, but let's face it, there's no downside, right? It only helps Xbox to have this. This is a big feather in the cap. PlayStation having this over them as a exclusive is not great.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any Final Fantasy games in Game Pass right now? They've cycled out, haven't they?
Well, remember how they had that big deal where they were like, we're going to add all of them. And they did add most of them.
Just not at the same time. It was like in different times.
Yeah, they did it in stages. And I know at least one of the Final Fantasy 13s has phased out. So I don't know currently which ones are in there. But at one point, I think they had 13, 13-2, 13 Lightning Returns. Oh, I forget the other names. 15, maybe?
Yeah, 15 was in there because I played it.
I can't remember
a little
if
bit.
12
I didn't, like, play it,
or 10 or 10-2 were in there. I want to say 10 or 10-2 might have been, but I can't remember if those were ported or not.
Yeah, I remember the cover for 10 and 13. Or no, 10 and... Yeah, 10 and 13 are like iconic in my brain from like OXM, or just like seeing, not OXM, but just like seeing them a lot, either as a kid or on Game Informer and things like that. Just for some reason, they're like emblazoned in my brain. I don't know why.
So I'm going to gamepasstracker.com and scrolling through the F's here to get to FI for Final Fantasy. It looks like they've all rolled out.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because I don't see anything under FI except for FIFA and Fight Night Champion and Figment.
Yeah, too. I didn't think there was any still.
That's interesting because that means they only had them for like 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I searched for the word final and nothing came up related to Final Fantasy. That's a bummer. But that could get resolved. Or maybe just Game Pass isn't right for them and they want to be on the console, just not on Game Pass, which is fine. Oh, also, Spencer, I sent this to you and Gus right before we recorded. I saw shared on Twitter that the EU, in the EU documents for the Activision Blizzard merger lawsuits or approval process or however that worked, there was a little sub item on page like 168 or something where they did not feel the need to strike out or what do you call it? Redact the percentage of Game Pass that is Ultimate. And it said that 70 to 80% of Game Pass members are Game Pass Ultimate members, meaning only 20 to 30% are on the base tier of Xbox Game Pass. So I bring that up because when we're talking about Xbox Game Pass Core, we wondered what the breakdown was, and we assumed that most people are doing Ultimate because it would be stupid to do Game Pass plus Gold, and who needs just Game Pass that doesn't have Gold? I'm sure there are people that are stupid that don't know they're overpaying, but I don't think anyone's intentionally overpaying. So just dropping that in. Okay, next let's talk about the new dashboard. Before I bring this up, Gus, Spencer, do either of you have the new dashboard? It's like all icons across the top and the wallpaper is really big. You can see it. I have a picture in the notes. I don't have that yet. Okay. So they rolled out it officially this week, but they rolled it out till I think they said, we're currently rolling out the new home experience to a subset of Xbox consoles. Some customers will need to wait a few weeks. Rest assured, over the next few weeks, it's coming to a console near you. So everybody will have it in the next few weeks. I've had this for a month or two. But since I've had it for a longer time, I'm curious, Spencer, what your initial impressions are on this.
Until I realized there are icons at the top for like the store and Game Pass and stuff, I didn't like it because I was like, this just feels dumbed down.
Oh, because they took away the ones at the bottom.
Yeah. I still kind of think
they don't stand out very well because they're hollow.
Yeah, I still kind of think that. Like it feels like it's just like Game Pass, Game Pass, Game Pass, Game Pass, Game Pass, Game Pass, Game Pass. It's like you have your row of all the stuff that you use, and then like everything below is just Game Pass.
You can pin one or two groups. I have two pinned, but I don't. It's not as easy as before to like move them around. And I think they still, no matter what, put one tab above it that is Game Pass or frequently played Xbox games.
Yeah, I need to look into that, making pin tabs.
Yeah, you can pin groups. I think there's a limit, and there didn't used to be. So they did a couple things right. Like you can now see more of your wallpaper. You now can see 1, 2, 3, 4.
I do like the wallpaper being
more
prominent.
And yeah, and now your recently played list is now 9 items instead of like 5 or 6. So like now you can see a lot more of the stuff you've played recently to get back into quickly.
I did notice that because they made the icons smaller and then they pop when you scroll over them. Yes. Which I don't like that. That seems like old.
When you, with the pop, there is a setting now in wallpaper that you can select the wallpaper to match whatever you have highlighted. So like if you scroll across and you scroll over Diablo, it would do a Diablo wallpaper. And if you scroll over Assassin's Creed, it would do an Assassin's Creed wallpaper and such. But I just have it set to let me do a more, you know, I can see more of the one I selected, which I think I'm using the Starfield limited edition controller dynamic wallpaper is the one I'm using. I think the thing you hit on is the thing that I like the least, which is when you scroll down now beyond the main home screen, it's all like...
It just feels weird. Like, it feels like...
It's all like selling.
It feels like an ad. Exactly. Or it feels...
It's all ads.
It feels like I'm not signed in. Like, it feels like I walk into Walmart and I'm looking at an Xbox and I'm scrolling, you know, breaking my neck to look up at the Xbox on the screen, you know? And it's like, no one's signed in. And so it's just like pages of ads for Game Pass and things like that. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, because it's like, here's the most played games. Okay, this is always the same 5 games. It's Call of Duty, it's Fortnite, it's Minecraft. Yeah. And then here's newly added Game Pass games.
Already at the most played on that category.
And then it's like, here's movie releases that recently came out, even if you're a person that doesn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, I wish it would know my habits and what I'm interested in. And also, like, it's fine probably for people that aren't, like, that don't follow Xbox on like Twitter, and so they aren't necessarily plugged in, but like I don't need this information pointed at me like that.
It's funny because it says their bullet point four is improves game discovery by introducing lists of games curated and personalized for you.
I mean, that's
which I have not seen that to be the case.
Well, yeah, if you scroll down and there's a tab that has like a list of games where it's like games we think you'd like or whatever. I forget what the language is exactly, which they had so that before. Say, it just wasn't on the front page.
Yeah. So here's the note that number five is allows you to customize the experience by pinning favorite games, curated groups, or systems like Quick Resume to the homepage. So you can do that. Community stuff, media and content are available for your watch and listen spotlight. That's the media stuff I told you. Those kind of weird. Yeah. And those buttons at the top, now you have library, store, Game Pass, search, and settings permanently across the top, which is good, but they are a little minimized. So I think it's a little getting used to. When I did get it officially versus the preview version, it did pop up and say, hey, your dashboard has changed. Do you want us to like tell you about it? So at least they didn't just change everything and then leave me in the lurch. I didn't need a walkthrough, but I'm sure lots of people are like, hey, this is different. How do I get to what
I need to? I need to figure out how to customize it, just because I don't really like it how it is by default. I also need to change my background. I forgot about the Starfield one. I still have that Fallout anniversary one that was cool with the
yeah, you got to hook up the Starfield controller to do the Starfield.
Oh, well, guess I'll have to wait then.
Yeah. I will say I think the best dashboard is probably the PS4, because I don't like the PS5. I don't think the Series X is great. I don't think the Xbox One was ever particularly great. I don't know what I want at this point, but I know that everything that they give me, I'm just like, yeah, I don't really care about this. And I don't know if it's that they're doing a bad job or if it's just that I don't know. Like, I almost just want it to launch into my library. Like, I don't care about any of this stuff, but I guess I know they're not going to do that because they're trying to upsell me. The same thing with PlayStation 5. There's ads for like the store and stuff everywhere.
I don't like the PS4 one that much. It seems too cold.
Hmm. Gus, what this picture, since you don't have it yet, you can see the picture. What do you think of this, getting more space for your wallpaper? How do you feel about the buttons across the top and how those are the way you navigate instead of, you know, it used to have the store and stuff across the bottom next to your library?
I mean, I like it. It's, I'm like looking at the picture. I like that it has more room for the stuff that you've recently opened.
Yeah, I do like that.
That was something that I kind of had a gripe with. It's like I would open up four other things and then I would want to go back to the other, but I would have to open my games and apps. So a lot of the times I would just pin things and then, but I would still have to all go all the way to my pins. I guess, I don't know. I feel like until I see it on my actual TV, I won't really notice how much more I like it. I mean, I have the dynamic background that I got with my anniversary edition controller. So I'm interested to see just how much different that looks. But I don't know. Yeah. Dashboard updates just aren't as revolutionary as they used to be.
I know. It's funny how different it is, but yet it feels so similar.
Because yeah, like they moved it, looks the same.
It's still squares.
It just looks like it's oriented in different parts of the screen. It's not like when you switched from Blades to whatever was after Blades on 360, but it was like a massive change.
Yeah, I mean the most prominent thing besides your wallpaper is the three squares across the bottom, which two out of the three are usually ads. And the third one is usually like a recommendation, like, hey, you should pin this, or hey,
ads, but whatever.
I don't mind the ads. Like, if I mean, it's not like it's ads. It's not like, well, actually, sometimes it is ads for stuff off of the console. Like they advertise movies all the time. But it's not like it's like, hey, go buy this drill at Home Depot. It's generally entertainment based stuff. But a lot of the times it's ads for games or stuff that's upcoming, like Starfield constantly being like, hey, don't forget Starfield is coming out. And PlayStation does the same thing. They have ads for upcoming games and stuff in the PS5. It's just different design.
Yeah.
But we can move on.
I wish they would take a leap and do something crazy. But I guess they have to play it safe.
Yeah. And they did iterate on this one for a long time. But it's funny because I'm pretty sure this is the same as the first version that I tested. Like, there's, if there's changes, they're very minuscule. And I think when you scroll down is when it falls apart, because there's just, it's like a glut of content and it, there's no separation between it. There's like a little word that tells you what the list is and it just keeps going and going and going. And I, before I had like four or five groups pinned of my own, but even that I wasn't crazy about. I think it's fine. It does, it does seem to be improving. I just still have a like, whatever. Okay, it works. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I just don't have strong feelings. And some people do, but I know Brett, when he listens to this, when we talk a lot about dashboard updates, he's like, why do you care? Hi, Brett. Look forward to you texting me after hearing this. Number three, Immortals Fenyx Rising sequel reportedly canceled. So this is according to Video Game Chronicles sources. This is where I saw it. So this basically seems like they're shifting, because this game sold okay. Like, it wasn't a blockbuster.
I forgot that it even came out.
Yeah, remember, this was the game that's like the Odyssey team. Some of the people that worked on Odyssey were like, let's go make a mythological game that's like humorous and not based on Assassin's Creed. And it got pretty good reviews and it sold okay. But I think they hoped it would turn into a franchise like Assassin's Creed, and that it's like how they're trying to make Skull and Bones a thing. They were trying to make Immortals Fenyx Rising a thing, and it did okay enough that they started work on a sequel. But then you guys, have you noticed how they're moving Ubisoft to focus on franchises that are big? Like, everything that they're working on these days is Assassin's Creed or Tom Clancy or live service. And if it's not one of those three things, it's being cut. And so I think it makes sense in what we've seen from Ubisoft. I don't know that I wanted a sequel. I couldn't get more than an hour or two into the first game when it was free, and it's on Game Pass right now, and I'm still not that interested.
Yeah, I totally agree. This was kind of forgettable. One of those forgettable Ubisoft games. But yeah,
I found the stamina meter annoying.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's not surprising that they're kind of going all in. I mean, moving everybody to Assassin's Creed. Didn't we see something about that they have like over 1,000?
Yeah, and they're adding another 40% or something
on Assassin's Creed. Yeah.
It's insane. But they do risk, like, will we be looking back 5 years from now and they've oversaturated the market with the big franchises and they're not innovating anymore because they don't want to take any risks? Because let's face it, they've had a rough few years. They've had more duds than they've had hits. For every Far Cry 6 and Assassin's Creed Valhalla, there's a Rainbow Six Extraction.
Yeah,
is that the name of
Extraction.
It? They changed the name of it after the pandemic. I have a hard time remembering it. There's one of those, or the first version of X Defiant. Remember, they had to cancel Ghost Recon Wildlands, Frontlines or whatever it was, the live service game, and they had to rebrand X Defiant, and then they had that other game that was a live service that got canceled. They've had a rough couple of years, more duds than they've had successes. So it makes sense. Okay, here's one that's interesting in the context of the Activision Blizzard deal. Tencent has become, or is working on becoming, the majority shareholder of Techland, who's the developer of the recently released, in the last year or so, Dying Light 2. Their CEO said that they're going to retain full ownership of intellectual property, creative freedom, and operating independently. But this is what we've always said about Activision, is Activision was willing to sell to Microsoft, and there's very few entities big enough to buy someone as big as Activision Blizzard. And if Activision Blizzard hadn't sold to Microsoft and they were trying to sell, then your other players are basically the Embracer Group, Tencent, and maybe one other Chinese conglomerate that have enough money to buy something of that size. And the least of that those evils is definitely Microsoft. I don't know. How do you guys feel about Tencent buying yet another developer? At least it's not one that we typically play a lot of their games. Although I've heard Dying Light 1 and 2 are both good games.
Yeah, I was looking up Techland's games, and it's both Dying Light games. The first Dead Island, Call of Juarez, and...
Oh, which one,
all
though?
Three.
Which Call of Juarez?
Bound in Blood, The Cartel, and Gunslinger.
Ooh, I liked Gunslinger a lot.
Sorry, all four of them. There's four Call of Juarez's. First one and three sequels. And though, I mean, those are probably the only games they made that you've heard of. And yeah, I heard the first Dying Light was kind of a cult classic type of a game. And then the second one, people were a little disappointed by, I think, but I think it was still pretty decent.
Yeah, I think it had some bugs at launch they were working on.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're right. At least it's this and not something that I actually care about, I guess. As far as, you know, the acquisition that that Tencent or NetEase could make. But, I mean, it's not great, but...
Yeah, I just checked. I own Dying Light Enhanced Edition because they gave it away free on the Epic Games Store in April. So I own it on PC, but I'm probably never going to play it.
Yeah. Tim and zombie games.
Yeah, it's definitely not my mojo. I've played a few. I mean, technically, The Last of Us is sort of a zombie game. It's not really because they're not zombies, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's that type of game. Man, what was the last zombie game I played? Because I did play the first...
Left 4 Dead. State of Decay.
Well, I did play Left 4 Dead at some point, but I also played... what's the game with the bat where you're in the mall?
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. I played Dead Rising 1.
Dead Rising, that game.
And Dead Rising 2.
That game was pretty foundational.
Yeah, the first one was iconic on 360. I never got far in the second game because there were some weird mechanics that they changed that I didn't like around, like, injections for zombieism, and I don't know. I don't remember why I don't like it, but I do remember I could never get very far. I'm just getting old. Anti-zombies, apparently. Also, zombies are just really played out. Like, every time
there's
so many zombie
games, especially on Game Pass. Like, if I could tell, I bet there's probably a half dozen different zombie games on Game Pass right now.
Oh, there's probably more than a half dozen.
Well, I mean, like, I should say, like, half dozen, like,
AAA major IP. Big ones. Yeah. Every time I see The Walking Dead is still on the air and has multiple spinoffs.
Oh, isn't the main show over? But there are some spinoffs.
I don't know.
I think the main show is over. It ended last year.
I think the main show is still going because one of the YouTube channels I follow keeps pushing out weekly, like, episode updates. But maybe it's a spinoff and I just don't care enough to follow it to see. I know there are multiple spinoffs and I know they're working on that new one with Michonne, Rick and Michonne, I think is the name of it. Something like that. I just see it in my feed sometimes. Gus, I'm going to assume you have no opinion on Tencent buying the developer of Dying Light 2 since you did not play those games.
Well, still hate Tencent buying anything, but that's been known.
Yeah. Too much consolidation at this point. Okay, well, here's one you will care about, Gus. We have official promo art for Modern Warfare 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and official name confirmed. Like, you can't argue with this anymore because it's leaked Monster Energy Drink crossover, because Call of Duty always has a chip and an energy drink. You can count on some Doritos and some energy drink
Didn't
and maybe
cookies?
Even some Mountain Dew.
Who was it that did
Dang,
Chips
right,
Ahoy?
Maybe.
That was Halo, remember? I think it was Halo.
Maybe this is what PlayStation was worried about. They weren't worried about Microsoft having access to Call of Duty. They were worried about them having the energy drink and chip in.
Yeah. Oh, because, yeah. Well, I mean, Halo does always get that stuff, too. Remember the Game Fuel do?
Just think iconic. About all the extra other royalties from Call of Duty that aren't even game-related, such as this.
It's so funny, because if the acquisition goes through still this year, which it seems like it's going to, Microsoft will be a whole owner of Activision Blizzard, but they still have two more years or a year and a half in the deal with PlayStation, where they have the marketing deal where they have to say PlayStation in the trailers and show the PlayStation logo and all that kind of stuff. So Xbox will be developing a PlayStation game, but it's not the first time that's happened. You know, Deathloop and Ghostwire were both in a similar situation, but it is kind of funny. Yeah, I don't know what to say about this. It's Captain Price. It's got a lot of red in the imagery. The three is red underneath the words Modern Warfare. It's the first time we've had back-to-back games set in the same universe within Call of Duty, and the stuff is rolling over from one game to the other as far as progression, which is the first time ever. We talked about that, Gus, when you were out last week.
Wait,
your gun unlocks and stuff rollover from Call of Duty Modern Warfare
2. Oh, I thought you meant like the story.
No,
like,
well, I mean, I'm like, sure the story will narratively connect, but I mean, right, it unlocks your microtransactions. It's not
the first time that the story is connected in the same universe before.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I thought you were saying. No, I was like, this man's not that dumb.
No, the progression, okay, the game, the unlocks, the microtransactions. I'm dumb. I'm just not that dumb. So
how does that work?
Tim, the big
I don't
dumb.
Know. It's the first time it's ever happened. I assume, honestly, I assume that the games are going to be set in the same multiplayer pool.
Maybe, right?
Like,
maybe
I bet
you
if you buy this game,
you're and like.
Well, I think the multiplayer is probably going to be the same game. Like, I think if you're playing this game, you're going to be playing against people that own the second game too. Would be my guess. I bet I bet the campaign's going to be new. I bet the co-op mode's going to be new. And I bet the multiplayer is going to be an expansion of the first game, and you'll be on the same maps and the same DLC.
Like how it was Warzone 2.
Yep, it'll be kind of like what they tried to do with the original Overwatch and Overwatch 2. The original plan was Overwatch 2 would play alongside Overwatch 1, and they would have multiplayer would be identical, and the only thing that would be different is the single player. And they abandoned that and ended up killing Overwatch 1. But I wonder if that's what they're going to try and do. It was also funny because Overwatch and that whole situation was Blizzard, the sister company to Activision, within the same org structure. And here they are doing something. We don't know what yet because they haven't started their marketing cycle for this game. Which, how weird is that? We haven't heard anything about this fall's Call of Duty, and we're a couple days away from August 1st. Absolutely crazy.
That was wild.
Yeah. So, not really much to say here. Moving on. Number 6. The final month of Games with Gold has been announced. And we took guesses.
4-1 out.
And I was correct.
Yeah, RIP.
It went out with a whimper. That was my prediction. Spencer said it would go out with a bang. He was wrong.
I was wrong. I'm going to go kill myself.
You were oh so wrong. The games are August 1st through 31st, Blue Fire.
I love Blue August Fire.
And August 1st through
31st. My favorite game of all time, Tim.
Inertial Drift. Inertial Drift is the other game. I will say, go look up Inertial Drift. It looks kind of cool. It's got like a comic book art style, and it's a racing drift game. But I looked up the reviews for it, and they were in the 70s. So,
well,
it seems like the reviews were a little low. It's only a $20 game. But the art style does look pretty cool.
All right, I'm looking it up.
From the still images. So I might boot that
one. Hey, you know what? I will say Games with Gold was great at one point. I never would have played Assassin's Creed Syndicate but for Games with Gold.
First couple of years, it was pretty decent. We got, hey, at one point they gave away Fable Anniversary. Was one of the first games.
I think that's
true. That was when they stealth launched it.
And this has 4+ stars. It's got a
what platform are you seeing the stars? Okay, I don't trust that rating for anything. Everything has 4+ stars.
Saints Row doesn't.
What does Saints Row have?
I don't know, like 2+? That's like 2.5. Oh.
I've never once used the rating system
within
the Xbox platform.
This is like cel-shaded. It's like Borderlands driving.
It looks cool. I think it looks interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting enough that I would try it.
Yeah, I'll check the box so it's in my library.
But Blue Fire didn't really...
Hey, you know, Blue Fire is the really hot fire. That's the one that you really got to be careful about.
Sure. Isn't that white hot fire or is it blue fire?
No, I think it's blue.
I don't know. A little suspect. I'm just glad that there's a mercy killing happening for Games with Gold. I mean, I will miss the good games that we got, but those days are so far gone. I've played one Games with Gold game in the last 3 years. And it was Star Wars Racer, which I could have picked up at any point for $5 on my own.
That was a game. I guess you're right. That was a game.
Yeah.
Gold game.
And I 1,000 pointed it. And it was an injection straight into my veins of nostalgia because I played that game when I was a kid with my brother.
Yeah. So,
Spencer, I'm going to call you out right now. I had Games with Gold in our show notes with gold in lowercase. And he just went and editorialized me and corrected my grammar.
I always fix your grammar on these.
Yeah, but this is like these show notes are never seen by anybody but the three of us while we're talking.
It's still,
and then they
it's
just
still nice to look clean and proper.
I do appreciate it then. I'm sorry I called you out. I take it back.
That's all right.
Number 7, the most boring story of the week, but it is interesting in its weirdness. Microsoft Store is now going to be accepting Venmo for payments. In addition to Venmo, this one's even weirder. They're also going to accept PayPal Pay Later, which I assume is buying with PayPal on credit.
Isn't that Affirm? Isn't that another one of those things where you can like buy on credit, or you can like pay like 20% right now and then do like payments until you paid off?
Well, I mean,
I see that on stuff like, I don't know if it's actually on Best Buy, but like an example would be like if you're buying an Xbox controller from BestBuy.com and it's like $69.99 or whatever, and it's like you can pay like $20 now and then pay the rest on payments with Affirm. And I'm like, man, if you are having to spend $80 and you have to make it on payments and you can't just spend the $80, you shouldn't be spending the $80 because that's just depressing.
Yeah, I have seen those payment things all over the place.
Even like buying a console, like if you're buying an Xbox for $500 and you can't pay it all right now, you probably shouldn't be buying that. If you have to do that on payments through Affirm or apparently now through the Xbox store, I don't know about that.
Most people that do that probably are not making a good decision.
Maybe I'll look at it this way. Maybe they're min-maxing their money. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you truly are the type of person that knows that it would be hard for you to save up $500, or would be hard for you to wait to spend $500.
Yeah, if you're like 13 and you're like, I got all my allowance money, I got to blow it the second I get it.
Yeah, but as long as you have a plan, like if you know it's going to be $30 a month and you actually have, you know, I have that money budgeted out and I'm going to always pay it exactly. But yeah, in general, it's better to buy things with cash and not owe money.
Or just buy it on credit and pay your credit card bill.
Pay it off immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not a good idea to be buying things and pay. I've noticed that more and more often on, I can't remember what it is. I bought something recently and it was just like pay later. And I was just like, why would I pay later for this?
Yeah.
Like, can I not? It was like $10.
Yeah. What's the smallest amount of something?
I've seen it. Yeah.
I was like, $10 could turn into 20 real quick if you're not careful.
Yeah. And I bet when you apply for that credit for $10, they like open up a $1,000 revolving credit line that you didn't ask for. That's in the fine print or something. This is why this is financial advice at this point, but I'm not a fiduciary. I'm not giving you financial advice, but in my personal opinion for my own life, I find that if you were going to buy something like that, you wouldn't just don't open store credit cards or Affirm or any of that stuff. Like if you just don't do it, just don't do it. But if you can't afford an Xbox, don't buy an Xbox. If you have to, do Xbox Cloud or save up and buy a Series S. It's not really worth it. It's not worth ruining your finances to be a gamer. There's also cheaper ways to be a gamer. Buy a used console, do a whole bunch of other stuff. Spencer just got a used PS4. All you got to do is find an exchange student that's going back overseas that doesn't want his console anymore and then just steal it.
Yep.
With his permission. That's all you got to do. Just find an exchange student. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience. It's a YouTube reference from Pitch Meeting. Love that show. You guys watch Pitch Meeting?
Only when you on YouTube? Sent it to me.
It was originally, I think, Screen Rant, or that's where it started. And now it's got its own channel. It's really funny. I like it a lot. That is the end of the news. It's a little short this week, like you guys mentioned at the top. There were a couple other things that weren't worthy of full mentions, but I'll just run down them really fast. Red Dead Redemption remake rumors are still out there, but none of them seem to have a whole lot of meat on the bone. So until it's more substantial, I don't really want to talk about it. Microsoft had their earnings. Console sales were down, but software sales were up. So they were still up overall quarter over quarter. Interesting that they're struggling to sell consoles either through not manufacturing enough or through not selling them. And then did you guys see those Starfield animated shorts they put out where it's like three different cities and they did like an animated like mini movie that's like 5 to 10 minutes long? Did you see that?
I saw people talking about it and I was going to watch them, but when I was doing that, I was doing something else. And so I forgot to watch them.
I skimmed through them because it didn't hold my attention very much. There's no like voiceover or anything. It's just like action for like, I don't know, 4 to 7 minutes, however long it is. It's interesting because those were not cheap to make, right? Like that was expensive marketing that basically just ends with telling you the release date. So a certain type of individual that likes that artistic type of trailer is probably going to be drawn into this, but the rest, the most of the market is probably just not going to care. From a market, that's my marketing analysis is what I'm saying, is like, I can't imagine that that had the return, because making that kind of animation is way more expensive than just making a normal trailer.
Yeah, I texted you guys on Friday, 5 weeks, if you get the premium edition or whatever it's called, September 1st, right?
So I pre-ordered it, which it's rare that I pre-order a game more than a week too. In advance. And I don't know what version I pre-ordered.
I pre-ordered the Ultimate Edition upgrade physical from Best Buy.
Because oh, you did physical.
I want the Steelbook or whatever it's called. And then,
does it come with the game? Or did
no,
you have to buy
I haven't
it
bought the game yet. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to buy the game probably the next time I go to Best Buy, because I'm just going to play it off of Game Pass. But I'll use the code that comes with the Steelbook to access it early.
Oh, because it upgrades you to the premium edition? Okay, so it looks like I bought the premium edition.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you bought, because it was either that or the base, and then the Constellation edition, which sold out. Like,
and the premium, the Constellation edition is only physical, right?
Yeah. Well, so I bought it comes the with digital... the code. That's the thing. The only way you can get an actual disc, which is weird.
But I mean, it's an actual item you buy from a retailer. Yeah. It's not from the Microsoft store.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at my receipt right now. I bought Starfield premium edition digital for $100. Which I wanted the early access, but also I think, the first expansion was included. And usually I'm willing to pay extra if I get the expansion at a discount or at the paid price for DLC I know I'm going to be interested in. And it's a Bethesda game, so I will play the DLC. By the way, where's my freaking Fallout 4 upgrade? It's definitely not coming before Starfield at this point. We got 5 weeks till Starfield. You're telling me you're going to put out a new version, 4K updates, 60 FPS for Fallout 4 in the next 5 weeks? They said it was coming this year. They're not going to let it overshadow Starfield. So when is it coming? Or when are you going to tell us that it's not coming? I want to know. I'm sure they don't want to tell us bad news right before Starfield comes out. But I wonder if it was canceled or if it's taken longer and it's going to be next year. Because something tells me they farmed it out to a third party. It's not being done by the internal team, because they're all heads down on Starfield. And it probably got delayed because that team was trying to figure out Bethesda's code, because they didn't have the history on it. Now I'm just ranting.
Don't worry about it.
I want it. What?
Don't worry about it.
I want to play more. I'm literally holding off on playing the DLC until the 60 FPS.
I hate to break it to you, but none of it's good. Far Harbor was okay, but the rest was kind of trash.
Well, that's disappointing.
Like, incredibly boring. Like, the, what is it?
Oh, that one I can tell is boring, because I ran across that robot in the wasteland, and I was like,
Fallout for Automatron.
Automatron, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Okay.
What's the other one where you go to the bottle cap land?
Yeah,
that's a new map.
That was a big letdown. All right, so it was So you had all the Automatron was the first one. It was kind of
small.
It was this first actual expansion, and it was just okay. Then Wasteland Workshop, which was just added depth to Waste Settlement mode, which was fine. Far Harbor was good. I'll give Far Harbor its props. It was solid. Contraptions Workshop and Vault Tech Workshop. I mean, Vault Tech Workshop was kind of cool because it was kind of vault.
Those aren't really stories,
right? No, they're not. They're just they add depth to settlement
building
mode.
And crafting.
Yeah,
and
but the Vault Tech one was kind of neat because it was first person Fallout shelter a little bit, because you build a vault and you could invite people to it and stuff, which is kind of neat. And then Nuka World was the last one.
Yeah,
it was okay.
Far Harbor and Nuka World, and then the one where you build a settlement are probably the three that I'm most interested in, because the other ones are really just building mechanics.
Yeah, and I don't know, it just compared to Fallout 3 and then certainly Fallout New Vegas's DLC, it just was not very good in my opinion. I didn't think Skyrim had great DLC either. I think they've progressively gotten worse. From Oblivion had really good DLC, except Horse Armor, LOL. Fallout 3 was pretty solid. New Vegas was good. Skyrim's was just okay. And Fallout 4's was just okay, I would say. So,
I just muted myself just in time to sneeze and bit the tip of my tongue. Nice. Oh my gosh, that hurts so bad. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know what to say. I'm my eyes are watering because I bit my tongue so hard. I don't know what else. That's it. That's all we got this week. Thanks for listening. glad you were here. Please share, rate us on Spotify or Apple, and please share.
Rate us on Foursquare.
Does that still exist, by the way? I know we asked that before.
Give us a good review on Yelp.
Yelp exists. Does Foursquare still exist?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't care enough to Google it to find out. Does
I remember Foursquare when I was like a freshman in high school. It was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. I remember it being a thing when I was very young for a little while and then me not caring ever again. Interesting idea for a social network that just kind of fizzled away. But seriously, we're a small Xbox community podcast. We only grow if you share or do things to help us get a bigger audience, which would be great because it's fun to do this. And we do it just because we love it. But it's more fun when we have people engaging and talking back and tweeting at me and sending me funny DMs. So be one of those people. I appreciate you. And with that, I'm Tim Shelton. I've been your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Shelton, or you can follow me on Threads at TimJ22.
I'm Spencer Rain. You can follow me on X.
Oh, crap.
At Makes It Rain. For now.
That's funny.
Until it falls through a black hole and disappears.
You can send some X's Spencer's way.
It's called, I forgot it's called X's.
Send all of your X's to Spencer.
And your O's, your X's and O's. Oh man, wouldn't that be funny if Facebook for like April Fool's Day renamed themselves O and it was X's and O's?
And then I guess I'm Gus Harden. If you have any questions, you can X at Multiform Pod on X.com. Oh, no matter how operated by Elon Musk.
I'm never going to get used to that at the end of every episode. I'm going to lose it when we say follow us on X. But I use Twitter, and I want to keep Twitter. I like Twitter for news and engagement. Maybe Threads will improve their service, and it'll step up and be the future. But then I'm selling my soul to Mark Zuckerberg instead of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Either way, I feel dirty inside. Either way, I feel dirty.
Zuckerberg
inside.
Is worse.
Tim,
because
Tim,
he's
you're
not human.
Pretending as if Elon doesn't already own you.
Everyone, I mean, I'm owned by Google and Twitter. I'm slave to the most, I guess, and maybe Xbox. That's it. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
New episodes post every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can contact us on Twitter at MultiformPod or by email at questions@multiformpodcast.com. If you enjoyed our show and you're feeling extra generous, please share it with your friends or on social media. You can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen.